Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right, welcome to episode 160. Hello, my friends. Hope you're doing amazing. And I'll start by just saying that I think you really are a beautiful human being and that I appreciate you. Like, I really, really, really do, to the point where I'm probably annoying with how often I say this, but I'll say it once more. I've been really overwhelmed lately by the DMs and the text and all the emails and just outreach from folks who listen to the podcast. And I cannot understate how much it means to me to have you listening right now, to have you have made the decision to pick up your phone or wherever you're listening and be like, you know what? I'm gonna listen to New Mindset Who Dis right now. I want to hear what Case Kenny has to say. Like, that honestly blows my mind, and I just want to say thank you. It really is surreal. So thank you so much. And you know, I say this all the time, as much as this podcast is of course for you, you know, I do it for you, I also do it for myself. I've said that before. Just like, the process of writing and thinking and talking has made me realize so many fundamental mindsets in my own life. It has changed me so much. It has helped me grow so much. So I'll always be thankful to have you tune in, because you encourage me to do this each and every week. And I really do love doing this. I love doing the pod the way that I do it. You know, one day I'll kind of just ramble on something that has happened to me, like a story, and then what I learned from it. And the next, I could turn around and do like a really well thought out thesis, bullet points on how to do something specific in your life. Like, I think it's really cool to have that flexibility to be able to decide what to talk about. Because again, for me, it's really quite personal. I take a look in my head and I talk about what I see there. And today, I just kind of want to shout something from a mountain that has been in my head, on my heart for quite some time. And it's something, call it a perspective, call it a realization, call it an affirmation, that just offers me enormous comfort. So I'm going to tell you what that is in the hopes that it will do the same for you, that it will help calm any anxious thoughts you have, that it will help diminish any insecurities you might have in your life, any fears you have that you're falling behind, that there's something wrong with you, those kinds of thoughts. And it's a super simple affirmation, and I'm really excited to tell you about it and why it means so much to me. But before I do that, real quick, here's my usual Case way of asking you to support me. The usual reminder that I don't do sponsors. I'm not slinging skinny tees or mattresses or teeth whitening kits or anything like that. It's not my thing. So if you're looking for a way to support me, I've got nothing to sell you right now. So all I ask is that you take a minute to rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. That seriously helps the show grow more than you would know. If you could do that and share the podcast with a friend, text them the link, DM them, pull up their phone and pull it up. That's it. And I know you all already do this. Like, I know it for a fact, because I get so many people reaching out saying, hey, first time listener here, my friend recommended the podcast. So this is just a friendly ask that if you are digging the pod, if you are picking up what I'm putting down, that you share it with a friend, because it really does mean a lot. And last but not least, you can always get in touch with me on Instagram at case.kenny, or you can text me. My cell number is in the description of the episode. It's 312-584-4002. So text me. I love it. And I love you all. Seriously, you are amazing. But enough of that. Let me hop into this episode. And, I want to help you realize how amazing you are. I'm not just saying that you're amazing. I want you to realize that about yourself. And I think the affirmation I'm about to describe to you will help you realize this. And not in a pie in the sky type way. You know, I'm not really about that. But I think this affirmation will help kind of lift the fog that often clutters your mind, to help you realize that you are indeed quite amazing and quite capable and filled with potential, and you have no reason to doubt that fact. So here's the affirmation, and then I'll tell you why I think it's so powerful. That the affirmation is super short and simple, and I kind of blew it. I put it in the title, but it's that there is nothing wrong with you. That's it. There is nothing wrong with you. Not a single thing, in my opinion. There is nothing wrong with you. And what's more, like whatever you're blaming yourself for, whatever weight you're carrying around with you, where you're thinking that you're lacking or a failure or whatever negative thing you've come up with about yourself, it's not your fault. It's not. And I'll tell you why I think this is true. I don't know if you've seen the movie Good Will Hunting. It's one of my favorite movies. And there's this kind of legendary scene where Robin Williams' character is comforting Matt Damon's and he hugs him and he says in like a really serious tone, he goes, "Hey, it's not your fault." You know, that it's basically not his fault that he had a messed up upbringing. It's not his fault that he thinks he need to blame himself and live this kind of self-destructive lifestyle. You know, it's not your fault. And while this might sound heavy and that I'm about to go off the deep end on some really deep stuff here, this is actually kind of a lighter topic, but I bring this up because my friends and I always quote that scene to each other. Like anytime one of us messes up, we're like, "Hey bro, it's not your fault." Big or small, like kind of even joking a lot of times, like if I spilled coffee on myself, if I didn't get that last rep in at the gym, if I didn't close a deal, if I got ghosted, whatever, to each other, we're always like in the serious tone, "Hey man, it's not your fault." And to my point, while we are kind of joking sometimes when we say that, hearing my buddy tell me that the other day reminded me of this affirmation that I'm talking about here and kind of why I think it's so just so freaking powerful, that there is nothing wrong with you and that it's not your fault that you might think that there is. It's not your fault when something doesn't go right, when life is serving you up a big old bullshit sandwich. It's not your fault because there's nothing fundamentally wrong with you. And I'd love for you to hear this affirmation and kind of just look in your heart and know that there is indeed nothing wrong with you. And to cut to the core of what I'm talking about and why I'm saying this, like I look at life and it's a funny thing, man. Like it really is. It has massive ups and downs. It has periods, sometimes really long periods where nothing goes right, where we feel lost, where it's just L after L after L, where we just, you know, just feel like shit, frankly, where nothing is consistent, where like we're doubting ourselves, where life is just throwing curveball after curveball. And so what I've noticed is in reaction to that, what we do as humans is we start to blame ourselves. You know, our heads want to make sense of all of the disorder, of all the inconsistency in our lives. And so without really giving it much thought, we all do this thing where we blame ourselves, where we create this story in our head that there's something wrong with us. And we do this thing, and it's really a lot of BS if you ask me, this thing where we jump to the conclusion that there's something wrong with us, that everything is our fault, that all of this inconsistency, this disappointment, this doubt, these failures, like they're happening because there's something wrong with us. That's like how we make sense of everything. That the reason we're falling behind, that the reason we can't find the right person for ourselves, that the reason we can't find the right friend circle, the right career, happiness, purpose, passion, confidence, whatever, is because there's something wrong with us, like inherently. And so we start to create this narrative that there is indeed this thing that is wrong with us, like fundamentally as a person. And it's because of that fact that life isn't allowing us to succeed. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about here. Like I think we're all guilty of this. I've been guilty of this for sure. Like say you go on a date and it just doesn't go well. No vibe, no connection. And afterwards in your head, you're like, "Well, damn, you know, that happened because I'm not confident. It's because I'm not interesting. It's my fault. There's something wrong with me." Or you're working your 9-to-5 and you just hate it. It sucks. It's draining. You don't like the people you work with. And each day after work, you're like, "Oh, this is the worst. And it's this way because I'm not passionate about anything. I have no vision for my life. Like this is my fault. There's something wrong with me." Can you see? Like we jump to these crazy conclusions that there's something wrong with us. And that might not seem like much, like so what case. I really think it's a slippery slope because that conclusion leads to more and more negative feelings. And more we just allow our heads to be filled with doubt and guilt. But, and here comes the affirmation and why I think it's so important. we don't have to believe this anymore. We don't have to allow our brains to convince us that there's something wrong with us. And here's why I say this. Here's why I fundamentally believe there's nothing wrong with you. That there is nothing wrong with you at your core, the foundation of who you are. That is the difference. Yes, you might have messed up. Yes, you might have made many, many wrong decisions. That's life. But that doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It simply means you are learning. You have patterns and habits to unlearn. You have new habits and patterns and mindsets to learn. You have pain to heal from. But that's all so, so, so very possible to do. You know, and having that work to do does not mean there's something fundamentally wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you with who you are at your core as a human, as a person. And I know that sounds maybe oversimplified and just kind of nice to hear, but I want that to sink in because this idea personally offers me a lot of comfort and hope in my life, especially when everything's going to shit and it's just so, so, so easy to say, well, you know, this is happening because there's something wrong with me and I deserve this. I'm like, no, no, man, there is nothing wrong with you. I don't believe that's true. Just because, say, for example, you're not confident in yourself right now, that you struggle to find your self-esteem, you don't know how to let yourself be real around others, that doesn't mean there's something wrong with you as a person, as a human. It simply means you have some new patterns to learn or old patterns to unlearn. You have room to grow. That's simply all it means. And I really want to drive this point home because realizing this for me, honestly, has changed my life. It has moved me from a point of self-blame to one where I'm just like, well, yep, okay, that happened. But all that means is I have work to do. All it means is that I need to start moving differently. And personally, I respond really well to that. Like, it's like, all right, man, it's time to put my big boy pants on. It's time to grow and learn and unlearn or whatever. Like, that really fires me up. And nowhere in that equation is any blame, is me saying I am less or unworthy or that I have something wrong with me. Like, not at all. And I really, really, really believe this to be true. And it's personally, it's a big deal to me. And I hope that you take a second to be a little bit vulnerable with yourself and think about this too and how it might apply in your life. Because I think this affirmation can totally move you from a place of just wallowing in self-blame. That self-blame that only exacerbates other negative feelings you have. It can move you from that place to one where it's super simple. You're just hyped. You're amped up to learn and to grow. What do you think about that? That there is nothing wrong with you and it's not your fault. Does that offer you any comfort? It does for me, obviously. And here's a little bit more about how I make sense of this. Like, here's how I explain this to myself when I do have doubts about this affirmation, because I do, you know, I'm not a robot. I have doubts all the time, but I still come back to it and I make sense of it even further by realizing something. And actually, I texted this out the other day to everyone who's ever texted me before, so definitely holler at me. And I texted it out because I was so moved by it. It's a super short poem by a very talented guy by the name of J.H. Hard. It's a one-sentence poem called Daisies and Fire. And it says, "We know nothing of who we are until we skip through daisies and fire and decide in which to lie." One more time. "We know nothing of who we are until we skip through daisies and fire and decide in which to lie." Like, oh man, I love that. I've got that screenshot on my phone because knowing that will remind you that there's nothing wrong with you. Like, read that and then ask yourself, how can you say there's something wrong with you until you've been through more life? How can you say there's something wrong with you until you've skipped through daisies and fire and let that form you? Like, you can't. I don't think you can. Life will teach you who you are. And that's a lifelong pursuit. A lifelong pursuit of ups and downs and learning and unlearning. And it honestly never really ends. So in my head, I'm like, yes, you know, this is true. There is nothing wrong with me because I haven't lived enough life to say that yet. I haven't learned everything I need to learn. I haven't unlearned the bad things I need to unlearn. I haven't danced through enough daisies or fire to say that. And that's a small thing, but it's powerful because it literally shapes your perception of yourself. And it could help you get out of your own head and into a place where things happen or things don't happen or you stumble or you fall. And that's just life. It's not happening because you're a bad person or because you're lacking or because there's something wrong with you. Yes, certainly take responsibility for and ownership of what happens in your life. But know that all those things, they're not happening. They didn't happen because there's something wrong with you. The reality is each one of us we have things to learn and unlearn. We have perspective to gain. We have mindsets and habits to learn and realize. And that process is ongoing. And I don't know about you, but that really excites me. And that is how I have learned to believe that there is nothing wrong with me. That is how I've gotten to a point in my life where I affirm this each day. And honestly, it just amps me up that I have this amazing opportunity to learn and unlearn. And that process happens. Like, it literally happens. It is happening. Like, I can even look back over the past year. Like, a year ago, there were things, certainly things, the shortcomings in my life that I just assumed were the result of me having something wrong with myself. But I've literally proven it through learning and unlearning and daisies and fire, if you want to call it that, that I can grow. And a year later, those things no longer hold weight in my life. I've literally proven to myself that I can learn, I can unlearn, I can grow. And because of that, things are always moving. There's nothing wrong with me as a human, as a dude bro guy. And I take that perspective with me everywhere I go. And anytime I feel my brain trying to place blame on myself, on who I am as a person, when I feel it trying to go to a place of negative town of self-blame, I say, there is nothing wrong with me. And I have work to do to prove this. And honestly, it makes me smile knowing that this is true, that I get to decide what to do with the daisies and fire, with the experiences that life gives me, that I get to decide what conclusions to draw from them, that I get to fundamentally believe each and every day that there is nothing wrong with me. And I have so many things to learn, maybe many things to unlearn. And that is the opportunity I have in life. And that is the opportunity you have in your life as well. And I hope that makes you kind of just smile and be at peace with yourself and who you are, knowing that there is nothing wrong with you. So that's it. I'll end it right there. You know, just know that there is nothing wrong with you. And as always, I'd love if you'd share this episode, this podcast with a friend, share it with them, tell them you love them and that there's nothing wrong with them. Again, I really, really, really appreciate all the shares. It makes my day when I see them. So thank you. Let me know what you think on Instagram at case.kenny or text me. And until next episode, I'm out.